Hey, hey, welcome back to Down and 30. I am your host, Elizabeth. Happy Thursday. You know what the vibes is. It's Thirsty Thursday. It's the Thirsty Thursday of Halloween. Okay, this is like where we come alive. This is where we thrive, where we shine. No, dead ass. It's Halloween. Love Halloween. Love me some Halloween. Like, favorite time of year. It's the kickoff of the holiday season. I'm gonna have a holiday. It's definitely, for me, the kickoff of the holiday season. I'm like a little creeped out right now. I'm in my room. I'm home alone. And I promise you, I have not even, like, opened my closet in a while. But it is, like, propped open a little. So we're getting summoned. Something is coming through the portal over here. It's probably the Ouija board I used back in 1997. But yeah, no, I'm super stoked. It's Halloween. I really don't have any, like, big major plans. You know, it is a pandemia still after all, but, like, you know, I'm, like, wanting to do a little something. In normal times, I would have a bash. I would. I really would. But frankly, I've been feeling, like, a little underwhelmed by everything. A little lack of motivation, a little depression, if you will. So, you know what we do to cope? Talk shit, drink wine. So, let's see. Let me take a little sip here. Interesting. Okay, so I took a sip. It's some sweet red blend that came in the Groupon wine box that I got. I'm not really a sweet wine kind of gal. It's just not my thing. This is very much juice, which is fine. Very much Welch's grape, very much Concord. My cousins and I went to a couple wineries over the weekend in the Poconos. It was grand. It was fun. It was amazing. Some of the wines were sweet. Some weren't as dry as I would like. And, you know, like, for a little tasting, I'll pop it back. For a bottle, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one. But anyways, that's what we're sipping. Let me give it another go. I mean, it's literally like crayon apple. Okay, whatever. So you know the drill. We're gonna make this quick. We're gonna make this fun. We're gonna make it funky. Honestly, don't have much planned. I'm just gonna pop on here, and we're just gonna chat a quick little Halloween to-do list. If you are like me and don't really have plans yet, get a little inspo. Clown me, make fun of me, whatever you want to do. But first and foremost, pop a beer, pop a wine, pop a tea, pop a juice, pop a candy corn. Let's get after it. Okay, so let's get some of the obvious activities out of the way. What can you do this Halloween? What can you do to get a little fun, a little festive? Okay, well, first and foremost, get in a goddamn costume. Dress it up. You don't need to buy anything. If you're like me and you have a closet full of clothes, a lot of it still with tags on, pop something on. You can make a costume out of literally anything. Honestly, like, if you're into pop culture, just pop a little Google search, hit the Pinterest boards. You know, pop culture costumes of 2021, whatever. If you like to be, like, a little bit more creative, unique, don't know what to tell you, just think of something that you like and do it. If you want to be scary, I mean, obviously you have the usual suspects. You can always pop on a mask and call yourself Scream. You can always just be, you know, Michael Myers. You can always just show up in plain clothes and just be you. Just be you. But I personally think that I always like to be something that's, like, a little bit scary, but that someone might find, like, oddly attractive. Like, very, very villain, obviously, for me. That's, like, That's my spirit animal. So I usually like to do that. Like 2019, I was Cruella de Vil. Slayed the costume. Can't lie. The wig was on 10. The custom made bodysuit was on 100. The red, guys, the red heels, the makeup, the green eyeshadow, like it was on 10,000. It was good. It was grand. So that was 2019. That was before Emma Stone's time. Is that her name, Emma Stone? I literally don't know. I'm so embarrassed. I'm not really embarrassed. I don't really feel embarrassment. I'm more so just laughing. Like, is that really her name? No idea. I haven't seen that version. Might be her. Might not be her. But anyways, yeah, that's what I was. This year I was kind of going back and forth between, like, do I want to be like an, just, you know, dress like an OG scare factor situation? Do I want to do something pop culture-y? I have ideas in mind for each. We'll see if I actually dress as anything. Like I said, I'm not really doing anything. We might just like get together and just like be weird, pop on some costumes and just like chill around. You know what I'm saying? Pop a little something. Okay, so other obvious thing you can do, hit a pumpkin patch. Very obvious. Doesn't just have to be for Halloween. You can do it anytime, if you ask me, between September to Thanksgiving. It's all part of the season. Go get yourself to the patch. If the pumpkin patch is not your thing, you can always, you know, hit the grocery store. Just go grab yourself a pumpkin. You can carve a pumpkin. You can paint a pumpkin. I'm sure in one of these states it's legal to marry a pumpkin. Like, whatever you need to do to thrive and shine, you go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do it. You could hit the apple orchards like they love to do. Get yourself a little cider. You could hit the wineries. That's my top ideal. Breweries are a close second. Sometimes they're first. It really depends on the mood. It really, really does. But those are obviously fun and fresh vibes. You could do what I did a couple weekends ago. And because I like to cook and bake, my nieces and I made a Halloween-themed dessert board. We made like mini apple pie turnover situations, mini Nutella pies. You know, there's like cookies that you just kind of like pop from the package. They got a little animal or design on them. You bake them for 10 minutes and shit slaps. Get them. They have like ghosts, pumpkins, bats, footballs, if that's your speed. I know them all because I've had them all recently. Obviously, 10 out of 10, you got to get them. And just have yourself a grand old feast. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm probably mostly going to do is a scary movie marathon. I do it all the time. That's what brings me peace. That's what brings me joy. At least I think so. And then I wonder why I'm like awake at 3 a.m. with debilitating anxiety. So maybe don't do the scary movie marathon, but maybe do. And if you do, my cousins and I have some recommendations for you. Okay, let's hit it. So, of course, one of the most critically acclaimed films of all time, probably some of the greatest acting of our generation, one of the number one plot lines that personally I've ever seen. I'm talking about Ma, Octavia Spencer. So I have already given the synopsis of Ma on this podcast. You've all obviously seen it before if you're listening to this. Come on, let's not lie to ourselves here. It's a comfortable, safe space. So obviously Ma, 10 out of 10. Speaking of campy films, some of the classic, like 2000s campy, House of Wax, shit slaps. Paris Hilton, come on. That was so creepy, but I still watch it to this day. Very good, very classic. If you really want to get effed up, you really want to get funky, The Hills Have Eyes. That's something different. Again, if you love like the semi-campy vibes, but like it's very much based off of a true story, you can hit the all-time classic. What am I trying to say? You can hit the all-time classic Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Who doesn't love that? Come on, like who doesn't love that? Who doesn't? I one time watched this movie. It was one of the Wrong Turn movies, but it was like Wrong Turn 3. And it was, I mean, honestly, like it was just terrible. And I watched it back in the day, like 2007, 2008 or something. But there was like this weird, like pseudo sex scene. And I'll never forget it. It was like supposed to be these two. I don't know if I'm supposed to call them like people or beings or creatures, or I really don't know. I think the idea behind it is like it's supposed to be some sort of like incestual backroads, no offense, hillbilly situation. And there's this scene where the people who are like the main characters are like walking through this forest or like driving through this forest, and these two, they're just getting it funky in the woods in broad. It was just very disturbing to me. I always get like grossed out by like I said, this like pseudo sexual plot line that goes along with some scary movies. Like sometimes it's just too far. And this scene for me was too far. It was just like, it wasn't the sex. It was just like, you have to see it to understand. I don't know that I recommend watching the film, but if you feel so inclined to watch Wrong Turn 1, 2, and 3, you'll feel something. I don't know what it is, but you'll feel something for sure. But yeah, Hills Have Eyes, that was a good one. Like that one I actually recommend. Oh, Jeepers Creepers, another classico, 2000s scare. I think that's 2000s, right? I think so. And there's Jeepers Creepers like up to 4 or something. But the first one is the best. Obviously, my personal favorite movie, scary movie, that's like not Ma, obviously, is Scream. Original Scream. It's just so good. Drew Barrymore in that quick little scene in the beginning. World's best acting. Iconic fashion with a sweater and some jeans. It's just, it's the pinnacle of like a back to school fall season. She just gets rocked right out of the gate. That's one of my favorite scary movies. Also on that same similar token, big fan of I Know What You Did Last Summer. I'll watch all of them, to be honest with you. Big fan. A-list cast. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Freddie Prinze Jr., Ryan Phillippe. Oh my god, he's my favorite character for sure. So that's an all-time classic. You gotta watch it. Okay, what other ones did we recommend? Oh, of course, The Strangers, which we just talked about. That one's like actually a good film, like very good. All the Conjurings, you know I'm an Annabelle ass bitch. Love me some Annabelle too. Okay, we have some classic, like old-timey recommendations. Misery, 10 out of 10. The Shining, obviously. Silence of the Lambs. We have a nod to the Blair Witch Project. Also very freaky. That effed with me for life. Is that a real story? I think they pretended it was real, but I don't know that it's real. Oh my god, did you guys ever see the one called The Visit? It's like these kids going like meet their grandparents, allegedly. But it's not their grandparents. Weird things start happening. Like there's a scene where the alleged grandmom is just like running through the house at 3 a.m. like naked. It's just a very, very interesting dynamic in there. You certainly cannot forget all of the Halloween movies from the 70s to 2021. Hello. I know there's a couple in there that like we've all tried to forget about. The latest one was like, it was kind of good. Jamie Lee Curtis still got it. You know what I mean? She still got it. Let's see. Did I miss anything? No, I think I got them all. That's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. And when I feel like I've hit the pinnacle of despair, I'll pop on Halloween Town for the 200th time this month. And I will just enjoy that until I feel whole again. It's such a wholesome flick. Come on. Like, obviously, Hocus Pocus, like, Halloween Town just, like, speaks to me differently. Also, underrated Disney Channel original movie, Don't Look Under the Bed. Horrible. Horrible acting, horrible plotline, but great movie. Just gotta put it out there. Okay, what else did I miss? could you do this weekend? Oh, you could go to a haunted house. You could go to a corn maze. I did that this weekend. I was not very good at it. I'm just like not like athletic or anything. So that's just like not for me. But we did it after the winery, so I was in decent spirits. Okay, let's see. What am I missing? You guys are gonna clown me. I know I'm gonna forget like the most obvious thing in the world. Obviously, don't be odd and go trick or treating if you're like not of trick or treating age. Nobody likes that. Nobody does. But you certainly could join me in eating like 100 million pieces of candy, particularly Reese's Cups, Butterfinger. What else do I like? Kit Kat, of course. I'll eat anything, really. My cousins were laughing at me because I described this like new habit I've been doing of eating candy corn with peanuts together, and I was like, oh, it tastes like a payday. And they were like, who the fuck has ever eaten a payday? I guess that's like an old person thing. Don't forget, I'm 31, so like I'm from a different time. I didn't know people weren't eating them. I didn't know they were like very, very old candy. But there's candy that's like old to me, like a Mallow cup is the oldest candy. That's the oldest fucking candy. Even one of those things, 1,000 gram, 100 gram, whatever the fucking candy is, that's old to me. That's old. Oh my god, Good and Plenty. You know, I saw a map. A map is a funny way to put it, but I saw a map of like the area's Halloween candy picks. Pennsylvania loves Good and Plenty, apparently. I want to talk to you guys. Who here is eating the Good and Plenty? Who here is eating them so much that that's our top tier? We got goddamn Hershey's, and you're telling y'all that's what you pick? I couldn't tell you what that tastes like if my literal life depended on it. What else is really old? I feel like I'm missing the most obvious. I know you guys are thinking, oh, Almond Joy and Mounds. They're middle-aged. They're not totally old. When I was a kid and people used to give them out, I'd be like, oh, this fucking sucks. But now I'll eat that. Are you kidding me? Shit. Almond Joy? Mm-hmm. That's a dessert, honey. That's a whole dessert. But yeah, you can do all of those things. You can listen to the previous episodes of our true crime series that I've already laid out here, and you can do what I'm doing now, drink a little wine, pop on a little flick, and just fuck off. You know what I'm saying? All right. I think I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm sure you're all like, thank God. If you're even still listening, thank you. Honestly, I appreciate you being a trooper and staying with this so I can get the 2 cents per listen. I love you for that. You're not paying my bills, but you're paying somebody's bills, honey, and we appreciate it. All right, I will catch you on the flip. I might have to take like a little break. I can't even lie to you. Listen, I'm going to age myself more than the goddamn payday did. I did, listen, I have some sort of back situation, some lower back pain going on. I'm sure I had it at work or doing some stupid shit to my house. Listen, I'm not kidding you. I'm about to start my little physical therapy. Listen, I can only deal with one ailment at a time. And this one's throwing me for a curve here. So I might have to take a little break. Not that podcasting is like strenuous exercise, but like I just physically can't get it together. So we'll see. Could be next week, could be the week after. Who knows? It's going to be just as much a surprise for me as it is for you. But love you guys. Have a happy Halloween. Have a safe Halloween. Do the damn thing. Can't wait to chat with you next, whenever that is. And we will just get it funky when it is time to get down and 30.